So I'm pleased to be the first of a series of talks on the Hemiptera. What I'm going to present today is an overview of the systematics of the family Delphacidae, beginning with a brief word on their importance, the current status of their phylogenetics, and then I'll discuss some New World taxonomic issues with particular emphasis on the problematic genus Delphacodes. This is in context of a grant that I recently obtained and will begin working on next year, assuming the government didn't use my money in the federal bailout. Anyway, the project is to build Lucid keys to all Delphacid species in North America, including about 40 species that are potentially invasive or otherwise of economic importance. That will be done in the context of a general information system, so you can learn something about the species once you've identified it. It'll include a interactive morphology guide and pest alerts to the species of greatest economic importance. So in this context, the taxonomic problems I'll be talking about later are ones that I intended to be working on solving in the context of this work. Delphacids are a group of about 2,000 species found worldwide. They can be separated from other groups of Fulgurioidea by the presence of a hind of a spur on the apex of the hind tibia. Delphacids are mainly grass feeders, or more accurately, the advanced delphacids are mostly grass feeders, with the host affinities of the more primitive groups are not known for sure. Delphacids are pests of 5 of the top 10 world agricultural commodities. 30 delphacid species vector 27 plant viruses into economic crops. For that reason, delphacids are potentially high impact agricultural pests, and invasive species. The phylogenetic position of delphacids hasn't been exactly ascertained. They are at the base of the Fulgurioidea. It's been suggested that they may be the sister group to the Cichlidae. It has also been suggested that they are at the base of the Fulgurioidea. And it's been annotated that they may be derived within the Cichlidae. This was suggested because the Cichlids are defined based on a series of primitive features, and it cannot be excluded that delphacids may be arising from within that group. Within the Delphacidae, Ash separated the group into 6 subfamilies, and including a Paraphyletica cirrocyne. That group, Emelianoff later revised the tribes of. I'm showing over here the number of genera and species in each group, and notice about 3/4 of the species are in the large tribe Delphacini. I worked with Jason Crine and Julie Urban to examine Ash's hypothesis, and what we have found is, in essence, Ash's hypothesis is generally supported, with the annotations that the Cirrocyne do not sort out exactly as he had suggested, that the Colissiani and Stenocrinini appear to be sister groups, and the Plesiodelphacini are more primitive than he had suggested, although the exact placement of the Plesiodelphacini has not yet been ascertained. This analysis is a little over a year old, and since that time, we have added a bunch of molecular data to this, in particular CO1, and as soon as Julie Urban and I get finished with our fall teaching duties, we're going to reanalyze this data set and have the first of probably 3 papers out on Delphacid phylogeny beginning next year. New World Delphacid diversity consists of about 93 genera and 555 species. Right now, the described number of species in the Nearctic region is greater than that of the Neotropical region, but I expect that's just bias based on the taxonomic work that's been done. And right now, the largest genus is Delphacodes. The significance of that you'll see in a moment. There are no modern keys to genus for the New World Delphacids, with the exceptions of keys to individual states. Nevertheless, by my estimate, about 63% of the species, representing 79 genera, are probably placed in the right genus. That is to say, either the genus has been recently revised, which is to say the last 60 years or so, or there's little question about the generic identity. This would include many of our largest genera. That leaves about 37% of our species in need of generic level reassessment. This would include a series of genera where the type is old world and there's a series of new world species. And I'm not saying that the new world members are not part of that genus, only that the new world species have not been assessed with respect to the old world type species. So these have to be reexamined. There's also a series of very obscure species where there is a single member which has been described and essentially never seen since. This would include a few that I have not found the type species of, but others are like Chloriana nigra frons. It was described from a single female species specimen from Jamaica. It is clearly not a Chloriana, but because the type and the only known specimen is a female, it's not clear to me what genus this actually belongs in. The big problem in Delphacidae is the large genus Delphacodes. Some time ago, Delphacodes was revised to include only 10 Palearctic species. This leaves about 136 New World species, or 20% of our fauna, in Incertae sedis. New World Delphacodes is demonstrably polyphyletic, and there are no keys to species, making it particularly difficult to work with this group. What I'm going to do with the balance of my presentation is suggest a series of working groups. These are groups that I believe to be monophyletic, and I hope to be revising, or someone will be revising, over the next few years. In the interest of time, I'm not going to give you the technical characters of these groups, just a brief overview. If you're interested in technical characters, I'll be glad to talk to you later. We begin with a group of species that are near Syndelphax. This is a group that Steve Wilson is revising, who's in the audience back there. Syndelphax is basically an old world genus in which there is a series of new world species that belong in it. Right now there are five new world species in the genus, including the type species which was reported from the Cayman Islands. The second species group is Chionomus, which currently consists of three neotropical species. This is a group that I plan on revising in the next couple of years. Members of Chionomus are mostly very dark species with pale carinae. This group includes some of our most common New World Delphacid species, both in the neotropics and in the Arctic region. Whoops. The Acuminostyla group. Next. The Acuminostyla group is a small group that is related to both Chionomus and Syndelphax. It is more closely related to Syndelphax, and dependent on what the exact details of the species, of the genus definition that Steve applies to Syndelphax, some of these might actually belong in that group. Aethodelphax is a manuscript name that I have with Andy Hamilton. This is a group of eight or possibly nine species, including one new species. Most of these species are quite rare in collections, and in fact, the species we have the most specimens of is the new species. Right now, we're pretty far advanced in this work, except we're not quite sure whether Nigra pinnata belongs in it or out. It's a bit of an outlier. I need a Brachypterus male that I haven't yet obtained to make that determination. Cynodelphax is a Hamilton concept. Cynodelphax, in the strict sense, is two neotropical species, Cynodelphax tipi, which is widespread, and Cynodelphax filara, which is doubtfully distinct from St. Lucia. Murodelphax is another Hamilton concept. Hamilton asserts that a series of New World taxa belongs in the Palearctic genus Murodelphax. This group includes a series of our more common pale or other dull-colored delphacids, and they have a series of features of the genitalia that might support this. The last group I'll mention is the Trimaculata species group. This is a small group of mostly southeastern species that are often brightly colored and have a distinctive compressed genitalia. There are also a series of species that are clearly misplaced at the generic level. Some of these we've known about for a long time and no one's gotten around to to change them, and others are things that I've determined based on my review of Delphacids, Delphacodes. This accounts for 77 of the 136 species, leaving 59 to go. Some of those 59 do not sort to obvious groups. Others sort to small groups that I didn't present here. And then there's a series of taxa which were either described from females, the type is lost, or I haven't been able to count to the type, and that will give me particular difficulties. So with that, I've given you an overview of systematics, Delphacids, their importance, and the current status of their phylogeny. I'd say their phylogeny, the higher phylogeny, is pretty well set as soon as we get that published. I've described some taxonomic issues, which I hope to be addressing over the next couple of years with this grant to work on the Lucid keys. I'd like to particularly thank NRI for the funding and a series of people for either encouragement, support, or ideas. Thanks. Thank you.